welcome to Take Two Radio Junior. I'm Pam, and I'm waiting for my host, Drea, to call in. Oh, I think I see her now. Okay, good. Just a little bit about tonight's guest. Her name is Stephanie Ruppe, and I hope I'm saying that correctly. She's an actor and writer living in Brooklyn, New York, and her latest project is Steph Stories and Crafts. It's a YouTube-based web series for parents and kids 3 to 8. And we're going to let her tell more about that. Andrea, you're with me now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a little delay.
That's okay. I can live with little delay. I mean, it would be bad if you called in after the show.
Oh, that would be horrible.
So I do believe we have our guest on the phone. Let me go ahead and pick this up. Stephanie, is that you?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Welcome on the show.
Thank you. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're good.
I'm fine. I'm just relaxing.
You can see Drea's a little slow.
The weather today in New York is like bipolar. First it was nice. No, first it was raining like crazy. And all of a sudden the sun is shining bright and it's like hot outside.
Oh,
and
well,
I can see
and
from
Stephanie,
Brooklyn.
You're in New York, too, so same thing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
And I'm in Chicago, and it's been drizzly all day, so, yeah, not great.
Stephanie, what part of Brooklyn are you from?
Pardon?
What part of Brooklyn are you from?
I live in Bed-Stuy.
Woohoo! That's awesome. Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn in the house.
Well, I'm going to let you two girls go at it, so have some fun.
Thanks,
all
Pam.
Right. So, welcome, Stephanie. Is this your first interview?
This is, yes.
Oh, it's such an honor to have you on our show. And I would like you, before telling us about your story, you have a YouTube channel, am I correct?
I do. It's called Steph Stories and Crafts, and it's for kids and parents ages like 3 to 8. It's really simple setup. It's just a craft how-to, and then I use the craft to tell an original story that I've written.
Ooh, that's very interesting. And the YouTube videos, how frequently do you make videos for the channel?
Well, I'm trying to put them out every 2 weeks, but I unfortunately just had my computer crash on me, so I haven't been able to update put out a new video yet. But hopefully I will have that done again on Friday.
So from your bio also, your crafts are using recycling materials?
Yes, I really am trying to focus on creating projects that are accessible to most families. So for our first episode, we used cereal boxes that we turned into these little dragon monsters that are so fun. And coming up, we have a dandelion painting project where it's just construction paper and paint, which most parents of little kids that are crafty will already have the paints about. We also have another craft coming up that uses toilet paper rolls to make these little puppets, and another that uses paper plates and string, and they make little spider webs. And we also use paper plates and some head cleaners to make spiders.
Ooh, that reminds me of the time when my mom, she does like a group at church. For Mother's
mm-hmm.
Day, she used plastic forks to make a fan and then used, like ribbon to, like, design it. And it
mm-hmm.
came out really cool. And it actually works as a fan, and it gives you air.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep, with plastic forks. And you can do a lot with recyclable items.
Oh,
somebody's
yeah.
Somebody's treasure, I always say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I completely agree.
So these crafts, is this something that kids can do by themselves or with their parents?
It varies from craft to craft, but for the most part, they require a little bit of help from the parent. It's nothing more than just a little bit of guidance and instruction, because the instruction portion of the video is really more geared for the parent so that the parent can understand how to do the craft and then instruct their child. Of course, older kids could watch that portion and then go and probably do the craft, if not completely by themselves, but then mostly by themselves as well.
And what inspired you to do arts and crafts with recyclable items for kids?
Well, the whole show was inspired by a little girl that I babysit named Maisie, and she is almost 6 now, and I've been babysitting her since she was 2.5. And she loves doing crafts, and she loves hearing stories. So it was just two things that I was always doing with her, and we seemed to have a lot of fun doing. So I figured, why not take this and the stories that I make up for her and put it out there and share it with everybody else that I can. So, and then just using the recyclable products was just to make it easier for parents, because Maisie is fortunate enough that she can order these kits, that her mom orders her these kits that have like 5 craft projects in them. And they're really great kits and they're a lot of fun to do, but not everybody has the resources to go out and spend a lot of money on arts and crafts projects. So it was a way for me to like try and share with people how easy and accessible arts and crafts can be, especially for really little kids. And I just think it's very important for kids to have that opportunity to learn to make things with them, their hands, and to use their imagination as much as possible.
Well, thanks to that little girl for bringing that inspiration. I hope she's tuning in, listening to this interview.
I hope so, too.
So, will you be reading one of your stories today or someone else's book?
I will be reading one of my own. All of the stories on my show are stories that I have personally written. So I am thinking about maybe later on doing an episode here and there where I read someone else's book. But for now, it's my baby project, and it's all from me. And the story that I want to read today is called The Ogre King, and it's actually the story that I came up with it for Maisie, and she and her friends seemed to enjoy it so much. That's really the moment that sparked the idea of this show, and I decided this is a good story, the kids like it, why not take it further and share it with more kids?
Oh, that's adorable. And before you read your story, I have two more questions. How many stories have you written, and when did you start?
Well, I started working on this project about a year ago, and I think I have maybe 10 stories finished right now.
Oh, wow.
And then a few in the works. Yeah.
Oh, are these stories available to read online? Are you putting a book together? And what are they mostly about?
Well, I have not put them out online yet. But that is definitely something I've been thinking about doing. I'll probably start a website as well as a YouTube channel for parents to go and maybe get a more detailed picture how-to for things and post the stories there eventually. And the stories really, they vary because the stories are all related to the craft of that episode. So it depends partly on the craft, and partly the craft depends on the story, because some stories, like this one, I wrote before I knew what kind of craft it would come with. But others, I saw a craft or came up with a craft and thought, oh, that's such a cute idea, I'd love to do that for the show. What kind of story would go with that? But as far as like what they're about, I try and write stories with strong morals, and a lot for little girls who, you know, want to be able to say the queen or the princess saved herself in this story. So, because I just find that so many stories out there don't encourage little girls to be able to really just stand up for themselves and figure things out on their own instead of waiting around for Prince Charming to come. And not even just little girls, I mean, little boys should do that as well. And other stories are just about being nice to people and just like the golden rules, really, you know.
Aww. And whenever you have a book together, just let us know so we can put it on our website and announce it on our social network.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you.
Now, it's all yours to introduce your story and read it out loud on air.
All right, great. So as I said before, this story is called The Ogre King. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, there lived a king and queen who wanted a baby more than anything. They became so desperate that one day the queen ventured out over the great big mountain into the deep dark forest and to find the witch. The queen's journey was long and treacherous, but when she finally made it to the witch's cottage, the witch gave her a warm welcome. "My queen, what brings you to my neck of the woods?" she asked. "I'm afraid the king and I have not been able to have a baby. And what is a king to do without an heir and a queen without a babe to care for?" "Fret no more, my dear queen," said the witch. "I have a potion that will do just the trick. Drink this, then kiss your king, and soon enough you'll have the baby of your dreams." The queen was so excited, she took the potion and drank it right away, entirely forgetting her long journey home. "You had best hurry home," warned the witch. "The potion will only last for 2 moons, whether you've kissed your king or not. And the first moon is already rising." It was indeed getting dark out, and usually the queen would never have attempted the trip back at night. But she was so excited by the potion, she went anyway. She made it through the woods with the last bit of sunlight. But then when she began her hike over the mountain, it was so dark she could hardly see her feet, and she got lost. She wound up wandering past an ogre's cave. Frightened, the queen tried to run away, but it was too late. The ogre grabbed her and dragged her back into his cave. "I'm going to gobble you up," he roared. At this time, the queen began to cry, heaving sobs. But then she came up with a plan. "Surely a great and powerful ogre like yourself could not be satisfied by a meal as small as myself. Surely you'd much prefer to eat dozens of plump dukes and their equally meaty duchesses," asked the queen. The ogre licked his lips and his stomach rumbled with hunger, but still he advanced on the queen. "Of course you would," continued the queen, "but if you were to eat me, you'd never get your chance to eat all of them." This confused the ogre, so the queen went on to explain. "Surely you'd try. You'd head off to the palace, perhaps eat a few peasants on the way, but as soon as you make it to the palace gates, the guards will raise the drawbridge and shoot you down with fiery arrows. I'm certain you would put up a valiant fight, but you'd simply be outnumbered." This made the ogre very angry, for he was certain he could take 1,000 men in a fight. "However," said the queen, "if you let me go, you can fool all those fat dukes and duchesses into coming to you. Now, wouldn't that be nice? You'd never have to go hungry. You'd never have to go hunting. You'd never have to leave your wonderful cave again." This sounded perfect to the ogre. He rushed the queen out of his cave and sent her off to the palace. As soon as the queen had a good distance between her and the ogre, she burst into a sprint. She ran and ran and ran as fast as her legs would carry her. When the ogre saw her start to run, he realized what a fool he'd been and roared off after her. Luckily, the queen was too fast for him, and she made it safely to the other side of the mountain. Her crown, on the other hand, did not. The ogre found it, and he took it to the witch's cottage. When he arrived, he broke down the door and dragged her from her bed. "That nasty queen tricked me," he bellowed, "but I found her crown. And now you're going to use your silly magic to make me the king. And if you don't, I'm going to gobble you up." The witch was terrified, and though she did not want to help him, it seemed she had no choice. She put a spell on the crown so that as long as it was on the ogre's head, he would be regarded as the king. Once this was done, an eerie breeze blew over the kingdom, and all at once the real king was cast out of the castle as an impostor. He could sense that something magical must have happened. So he jumped onto his horse and rode over the mountain and through the woods to the witch's cottage. When he arrived, she told him everything that happened. Then she gave him magical running powers to his horse so he could get back to the castle even faster than they had gotten to her cottage. When the king returned, he knew he wouldn't be let through the front gate, so he snuck in through a secret tunnel the servants used. He climbed the back staircase and snuck through the hall, picking up a bow and arrow on his way to the throne room. There he found the ogre sitting in his throne, next to his horrified queen. The ogre was trying to force the queen to kiss him. She was squirming, trying to prevent him from kissing her. The king feared that if the ogre had his way, then the queen would have the ogre's baby instead of his. So he quickly drew up his bow and shot an arrow straight into the ogre's black heart. The king stood with relief, knowing the ogre was dead. But the guards turned on him and charged. They wanted to arrest him for killing the king, for the crown had not fallen from his head, and they were still under the spell. The king started backing away from them, but before they were close enough to arrest him, the queen quietly got up and retrieved the crown from the ogre's head. The spell was broken. The guards stopped and bowed to the rightful king. The king rushed to his beloved queen's arms and kissed as the sun set on the second day. Months later, they were blessed with twins, a boy and a girl, and they all lived happily ever after.
Ben.
So it's like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Oh, story... I love it. He's so cute.
Oh, thank you.
The story was...
Oh, the stories in general vary. There are some that are more like fairy tales like this one, and then others that are less like fairy tales and more just stories about kids or animals or whatever the topic may be.
I liked it because when you were reading... I picture the ogre being mean and scary.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's, like, rumbling, I kind of chuckled. You wouldn't hear me because, you know, I mute myself when you read. But I was chuckling because it was so cute. It was like she's grumbling. So, like, I could imagine you, like, making an audio tape, recording you reading that, and you're doing all the voices. I think mm-hmm. that would be an awesome idea what you should do.
Oh, yeah, that is a great idea. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, you went to school, I would hope, and did the school help you write stories, or was that, like, the beginning of writing stories, or did you start, like, writing poetry? What was the adrenaline rush?
Well, I actually went to an acting conservatory for TV and film. So we didn't do a whole lot of writing. We did, however, have a web series course that we had to take. And I was fortunate enough to study under a man named Jesse Cowell, who is phenomenal. And we're actually quite close friends now. And he's been very supportive of me when I started working on this show. And so that was about the closest we really came to writing stories at that school. However, I've been writing for as long as I can remember. When I was
growing up, my brother and I would make up songs. I used to write a lot of songs on my own and with him, and I wrote a lot of poetry in high school. So it just kind of has developed naturally. I haven't really studied a whole lot writing-wise, and a good deal of the stories for the show have come from Maisie or other children that I've babysat asking me to make up a story and tell it to them and just seeing what they like and seeing if they enjoy it and if they respond really well to a story. I take a mental note, and when I go home that night, I write it down so I can try and use it again for the show.
Aw, that is adorable. So, once again, Kitty, that was her story. When it's available, we will put it on the website. And,
great, thank you.
Oh, of course. And, of course, we'll keep in touch because you said you have other stories. You're welcome to read your other stories on air.
Oh, great. That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. If you like Paris, if you like to follow up with wonderful Stephanie here, you can follow her on Twitter. It's Steph Kiss Show, which is at STETHSKIDSSHOW. Do you have a website, by the way?
I don't currently have a website for this show, no.
Okay,
it's a work in progress.
Well, whenever you get that website up and running also, we'll advertise that one also. And she also has her Instagram. You can follow her. It's the same thing as the at Steph Stories and Crafts. So that's STEPHSSTORIESANDCRAFTS. All her social networks will be up on the Take Two Radio Junior website. Thank you once again for your time. Pam, do you want to say anything before our wonderful guest leaves? Pam. I felt like Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Let's try again. Probably the third time's a charm. Pam! Okay, this is really awkward. I always let Pam is the one who started with Take Two Radio. She has another radio station, and then we started Take Two Radio Junior for the kids and family to bond, because you can listen to Take Two Radio Junior on anything. Hear it on TuneIn, iTunes. You can download a show from iTunes, YouTube, and right after when this show is over, it will be ready, and you can share the link everywhere. So we'll make sure you get the link. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
okay.
Wonderful.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. For some reason, Blog Talk Radio decided to drop my call. I'm talking, and I'm like, okay, they don't hear me.
Well, the Beetlejuice call worked. Told you third time's
a charm. I know. Well, first of all, I want to say, Stephanie, I absolutely loved your story. I love your YouTube channel, and I highly recommend it to any parents out there that would love to spend some time with their kids, you know, do family time. Besides listening to our show, go to your YouTube channel and try out some of those arts and crafts because they're amazing. Also, I was wondering, you know, did you feel comfortable right away getting on YouTube, you know, doing things like where people can see you? I feel comfortable on the phone like this where people can't see me, so that's why I ask.
Well, I am trained as an actor, and I'm pursuing a career in film and television. So getting out on YouTube was a little nerve-wracking. I will admit that. But it wasn't terrible because I am so comfortable in front of the camera. And it was just something that I'm so passionate about that I really wasn't too nervous to get it out there and show everyone.
Well, we're so happy that you did because you have something awesome for the kids, and we're all about the kids. I'm not sure if you know, but Drea is going to college to be a kindergarten teacher, so you guys mm-hmm. kind of got that in common, you know, the kindergarten kids and all
yeah.
from there. I'm the only one not doing that, but I do the show, so I guess that counts, right?
Definitely does.
Stephanie, before you go, please, I totally forgot. I mentioned your Instagram and Twitter, but mention the YouTube URL so the parents could check it out.
Oh, yeah. The YouTube is, the channel is called Steph Stories and Crafts, just like the Instagram and Facebook pages. So really, you just go to YouTube and type in Steph Stories and Crafts, it should pop up there for you. And the first episode is up, and it is called The Nice Dragon.
I'm going to check yeah. that out.
You didn't watch it yet, Drea? Shame on you.
I've been working.
No excuses. Well, thanks again, Stephanie, for joining us. And maybe we should do this every now and again. Like Drea said, you know, when you have stories you want to read on air, just, you know, send me an email and we'll set it up.
That mm-hmm. sounds great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thanks again for joining us. And you enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun. I loved her story, and you definitely mm-hmm. need to check out her YouTube channel and watch that, because it's really neat the way she made the dragons out of the cereal box.
No way. A dragon out of a cereal box?
Yeah, it was very simple, too. I mean, if you follow it step by step, it's really easy. And, of course, the younger kids, the five-year-olds or so, you know, may not be able to do it themselves, but they can do a lot of it. And the older kids, maybe the, you know, 7-8-year-olds will be able to do the majority of it by themselves. So, yeah, it's fun. It's fun. She's come up with a great idea, and I wish her only the best. And you can tell that she's very creative, and she's going to get far.
I love it. I love her. She has a great personality, and yep. her book had her. The book spoke for herself, basically. It was a fairy tale, and who doesn't love a fairy tale?
Exactly. No matter how old you are.
So, well, any updates on the next show?
Yes, our next show is July 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern, of course. And we are going to have Dina Marie Filippini. And she has a book called The Adventures of Precious Penny. So we're looking
for... Hello? Did I get dropped?
Hello? What's going on here today? That's so weird.
I don't know. Technical difficulties. I was giving
no kidding.
Because I know her. I know the author.
Maybe it's Casper the Ghost coming to visit us and play games with us. Who knows?
Well, I said Beetlejuice's name 3 times. Uh-oh.
Yeah, now you're in trouble. See, you're doing it, so... That's funny. And kids, if you don't know who Beetlejuice is, maybe you can watch it one day. It's pretty cute, so it's pretty funny.
I think
that might be for a little bit older kids, too, though.
Yes, our older group. But anyway, The Precious Penny, I know the author. That's exciting.
Yeah. You're the one that sent her to me so we could set up the date for her to come on and read her book, and that should be a lot of fun. But in the meantime, if you've missed any of our previous shows, you can always listen to them on Blog Talk Radio and under Take 2 Radio, and that's with the number 2. You can get that information from our website, which is take2radiojr.com. Mm-hmm. You can also listen on Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, and again, iTunes. And it's all free.
Yep.
Yes, it's all free, so you can listen anytime.
You can download it and save it onto your MP3 or iPod or your computer laptop, and you can listen to it anytime.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun going back and listening to them, you know, especially with doing the show, you don't always get the gist of it, you know, like when you're doing the questioning and stuff like that of our guest and hearing their story, you might miss a part here and there, so you can go back and listen to it. So it's good for us too. But in the meantime,
make sure you like our Facebook page.
I was just going to say that.
I know, we beat you to it though. Like our Facebook page is TAKE number 2 RADIOJR. That's our Facebook page. We also have the Take Two Radio Junior website that has all information about moi. No, I'm just kidding. About our wonderful interviewees and their stories and the links that you can buy them, download them, and the links to listen to the shows. And we have a Twitter that is actively used. And authors, if you're out there listening, you could jot us down an email of your story and your name to take2radiojr@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at take2radiojr. Bye, kitties.
Thank you, Joya. Bye, everybody. Have a great couple weeks until we see you again.
Wait, and happy 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Have fun, but don't play with fireworks. Leave that up to your parents, please.
Yes. And have a great barbecue and be blessed.
That's it. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Good night, Joya.
Good night, Pam.